Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending September 20th, 2019. I'm Sophie Antel-Joubert, and I'm joined today by our quantitative investment strategist, Dr. Kara Ng. Good morning, Kara.
Hello, Sophie.
It's a pleasure to see you.
Pleasure to see you.
So I am so glad that we get to sort of pick your brain on two topics that sort of seem to move markets quite a bit this week. One is, obviously, the Federal Reserve had a meeting, so I'd love to get your thoughts on that. And then second, at the beginning of the week, the oil price moved a little bit more than expected, maybe. So I'd want to hear some of the backstory on that and your thoughts on that.
Sure.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So maybe starting with the Fed, which was more recent this week. They had a meeting. What were the outcomes and what were your thoughts on those?
So as expected, the Fed cut interest rates by 25 basis points. What was probably less expected by the market was the amount of dissent within the committee. Of the 17 members of the committee, five didn't want to cut at all. Another five supported the cut but saw it as the last cut of this year, and then only seven saw one additional cut for 2019. During the press conference, Powell said the baseline outlook remains favorable, but there were downside risks. As you mentioned, equities and rates sold off initially after the statement, but then recovered during the press conference. This meeting didn't change the outlook for us. We think the Fed will cut interest rates enough to uninvert the yield curve. At current market pricing, this translates to probably one cut, possibly in October. But there's a lot of trade and economic developments that could change how many cuts we may need.
Oh, so I'm curious, Kara. So what are your watch points there?
Sure. So before the October meeting, we have ISM surveys, which gives us information on U.S. growth. Manufacturing is recessionary. Will this weakness bleed into services? We have the September employment report. U.S. corporations are doing poorly, but the labor market and thus the consumer is okay. Will struggling corporations reduce hiring like they've reduced capital expenditure? And then we have the high-level trade talks in early October. Trade is the swing factor. There is some hope that the trade talks would possibly unwind the threatened tariff increases set for mid-October, and easing of trade tensions would be positive for the economy and risk assets. And then related to trade, we saw some Chinese data at the beginning of the week, which was disappointing. Chinese industrial production was below consensus and the lowest since 2012. But on the bright side, our Asia-Pac strategist thinks the deteriorating growth increases the likelihood of China coming more to the table on trade and further fiscal stimulus. Overall, our current outlook is biased towards caution, but there are events and data points coming in that could move the dial, both to the upside and to the downside.
Switching gears a little bit to oil. So we saw a bounce in the oil price earlier this week. What was behind that?
Sure. Over the weekend, drones attacked a Saudi oil facility, knocking out 5% of total oil production. The price of WTI crude oil jumped 15% on Monday. As you mentioned, there was a bounce in oil. The oil prices did retreat about halfway from the peak because Saudi oil said that they can get oil production back online relatively quickly and tap on reserves in the meantime. Now, this attack was a geopolitical shock, but it doesn't pose any systemic risk. The reason is, first, the magnitude of the price spike is small in the context of history and much too small for people to be worried that high oil prices could cause a recession. And then second, the largest economy in the world, the U.S., is now an oil producer. The net effect of higher oil prices, within reason, is actually benefiting the U.S. economy. There's a reduced U.S. real consumption, but it's offset by higher U.S. energy production. However, the higher energy prices could hurt China, the second largest economy in the world. China is reliant on energy imports, and higher energy prices could worsen their economic growth already felt by trade tensions and the global growth slowdown. However, overall, oil is not on our list of top worries.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your insights, Kara. We really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you again soon.